Hello, I'm Andrew Tuck and you're listening to Tall Stories on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Urbanist, the show all about the cities we live in. This week we head to Detroit to hear the story of a parking garage housed inside an old theatre. Here's Monocle's Carlotta Rebello.
At the end of last year, I had the chance to visit the city of Detroit for the first time. It had long been a place that fascinated me, not only for its rich cultural history, but also due to the fall from grace of this old industrial giant. Working on this very show over the years, the subject of Detroit had become inevitable when meeting other urbanists, and subsequently how it's now getting its mojo back. And while all this is true, walking around downtown still made me wonder just how much of the city's architecture has been lost, abandoned, or simply crumbled to pieces over the years. To better understand this, I decided to hop on the People Mover, Detroit's elevated, overground, and driverless rail system that goes around in a circle through the very heart of downtown. It's a great experience. The entire loop takes about 20 minutes, and because you're not at ground level, your perspective on the Art Deco towers dotting the city grid is slightly different too. I hopped off a couple of stops after completing the loop and decided to wander around, and that's when I stumbled upon the Michigan Building. What caught my attention was that this was clearly an office high-rise built somewhere in the 1920s. It had a huge curved window with rich metal framing and also ornamented details all around the arch, all this embedded into the granite stone. And right below it, the name of the building and the recently added entrance and exit to a parking garage. A quick online search confirmed my suspicion. This was a building worth entering, and quite famous among urbanists too. Well, with a clear exception of this unprepared Portuguese aimlessly wandering around. You see, the new parking garage is set within an old theater, with many frescoes, foyers, and stalls still left intact. So let me tell you its story. Designed by the Chicago-based architecture firm Rapp & Rapp, the same duo behind New York's Paramount Theatre, the Michigan Building first opened its doors in 1926. This high-rise was home to a theatre with a seating capacity of over 4,000 people, which made it one of the largest such venues in the state of Michigan. Crystal chandeliers illuminated the beautiful gilded lobby with an exclusive mezzanine for black-tie guests only. This was a unique venue, highlighting the grandeur felt in Detroit at the time, too. Today, big metal frames surround the windows and the ground floor level towards the street is still occupied by various retail spaces, just as it was planned back in the 1920s. But just like the city's industrial decline started to happen, profits for the theater started to drop, too. And the last curtain call happened in 1976, exactly 50 years after it opened. It lived a short stint as a nightclub before being abandoned altogether a couple of years later. As the theater was empty, some of the companies housed right above it started to ask the building's owners for more parking space. But because of the structure of the building, the theater simply couldn't be demolished. Hence, the solution we see today. An entrance and exit smashed through the wall, a couple of floors that were cemented over, and today you have a Renaissance-style parking garage, which is quite a unique sight. Walking through it is an experience too. Many of the original elements are still intact. Balconies, the projection booth, the artwork on the walls and ceiling, and even parts of the stage. And for a city with such a troubled relationship with the car industry, it just seemed fitting that it serves its purpose now, as the original theater was built on the site of Henry Ford's first car workshop. The Michigan Building is now somewhat of a cult venue amongst architecture lovers and arts aficionados too. It has been featured in a number of TV series and films, in Eminem's 8 Mile no less, when the crew is rapping in a parking garage downtown.
Wait a minute, I don't think you understand fully.
See me. Curious? Well, all you need is a car and some change to pay for your parking. And believe me, it's worth it.
You've been listening to Tall Stories, a Monocle 24 production. Our thanks to Carlotta Rebello for today's episode. Remember to tune in every Thursday for the full 30-minute edition of The Urbanist. I'm Andrew Tuck. Goodbye, and thank you for listening, City Lovers.